Be faithful unto death, November 14. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The body of John Huss was consumed. The council had done all that they could do with the man whose only crime was that he could not accept as infallible the Council of Constance, and he could not let their voice stand above the voice of God in his word. But God seeks again that which is past, recalling all the proceedings whether of judgment or of mercy. The biography of the righteous is among the best treasures that the Church can possess. We have the benefit of the accounts of the workings of the power of evil in contrast to the deeds of those who through many centuries were living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This rich experience is bequeathed to us as a legacy of great value. When history shall be repeated, when the great men and women of earth will not come to the Bible for light and evidence and truth, when human commandments shall be exalted above the commandments of God, and when it shall be regarded a crime to obey God rather than civil laws, then we shall not have to tread a path in which we have had but few examples of others who have gone before us. The Lord supported his faithful ones to the end. This should be an encouragement. It should give confidence to the righteous in all ages that the Lord is unchangeable. He will manifest for his people in this age his grace and his power as he has done in past ages. The declarations of God's word and the accuracy with which he has made them good in history combine to give us assurance and instruction of greatest value. In the experience of Huss was a witness, a monument erected, calling the attention of the world to the promise, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Registered in the history of nations, John Huss lives. His godly works and steadfast faith, his pure life and conscientious following of the truth that was unfolded to him, these he would not yield even to be saved a cruel death. That triumphant death was witnessed by all heaven, by the whole universe. Satan bruised the heel of the seed of the woman, but in the act of Huss his head was bruised. The battlements of heaven are thronged with a great crowd of angels watching the conflict of human beings with the Prince of Darkness. With intense interest they watch to see if the child of God, harassed, perplexed, persecuted, denounced, defamed, and condemned as was the Master, will look to heaven for strength. Heaven waits our demand upon its resources.